Good morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Yeah, hey. I just wanted to see if you guys might have any, I don't know if it's emergency, but probably sooner rather than later, check up for a bird that hurt himself this morning.
What's going on? What's the nature of the injury? I'm fully booked this morning, sorry, but I can
Okay. He's got a bite injury, so he's been bitten by one of my other slightly larger birds, and he's got a bit of a crack on his beak. It looked fine this morning, but it's just started to weep just a little bit, and it's not blood, but it's a bit, might be a bit deeper than I thought.
Okay.
He's a Quaker.
Yeah, okay. And so he's been attacked by one of your other birds.
Antagonised through the cage. He just got a bit of a beak bite through the cage.
Okay. Are you able to email through a photo? Because the earliest I can get you in is 2 o'clock this afternoon. But I just, if you could email me a photo, then I can sort of gauge as to whether there's anything I can do earlier.
What is your email? I'll send it through right now.
Yeah, that's okay. It's our name, so it's Exotics Vet.
And no V, it's just Exotics Vet.
So EXOTICS.
Yep, VET.
Yep, at mail.com.
All right, I'll just send through a quick... send through a photo now.
Yep, and have we seen you before?
You have. You saw him actually fairly recently.
Okie dokie, what's his name?
Fizz by Double Z. He's been using it this morning and he's been eating and everything, so I sort of thought, oh, maybe it's not quite as bad. It might just look worse than what it is.
Yeah, okay.
I think it might be a little bit worse than what...
And there's no bleeding or anything from it, though?
Well, no. I mean, like I said, at the moment, there's a little bit of... And it might be because he's been trying to use it. So, like, he's been getting around his cage and, you know, he's been eating. And even though he's got sort of softish stuff, it's more like it's just weeping just a little bit. Like, you know, that sort of plasma-y sort of stuff that comes out from an injury.
Yeah, okay.
There's been no other actual... There's like blood-like residue, but it's not stick-like actual blood, if that makes sense. I'll see if I can take another photo of what it looks like now, just to sort of give... Because that was taken this morning, sort of, when it first happened.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can take a better photo now.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Can I just pop you on hold for a moment, please?
Sure.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care?
Hi, Nikki. Thank you so much for holding. So I can
yes.
I just showed it to Dr. Brock. He said that it's like definitely needs to be seen to today, but it's not like emergency, so I can get you in this afternoon with him, or I can offer for you to drop Fizz off and leave him with us. And then when Brock gets time, probably around lunchtime, he could patch the beak up.
I might what sort of time the Savo, because I'm out at Rosewood, so I've got to drive like an hour and a half or more in.
I can get you in 20 past three this afternoon.
Okay, I'll feed everyone else early then. I'm just trying to think about, because I've got other animals at home I've got to feed, so I'm just sort of trying to
I can get you in at 2 o'clock with one of my other vet, but that's the best that I can do other than you dropping it off.
Yeah, so if I drop him off, how long would that be? Because I'm just sort of, I guess my question is, I'm happy for him to see whoever, and I'm happy to take the about three-ish or whatever, 20 past three or whatever it is to drop, that's fine. But I'm more just sort of thinking, I guess, out loud a little bit, because if... How long would that take?
I can't tell you because we're fully booked this morning if you were to drop him off.
If I drop him off, would I have to leave him overnight maybe, or?
Potentially, given like how far away that you live, we can keep him overnight and then monitor to make sure that he's eating and everything well afterwards. That might work out better, and especially because of how far you live, you live.
So
we can definitely do that. That's not a problem at all.
Because that might even work better, and then that way I can sort of drop him in whenever, and you guys can just see him whenever it suits you, basically.
Yeah.
Is that
no worries? Yeah, we can do that. That's fine.
Okay. I'm assuming there's a charge for overnight. What am I sort of looking at to have him come in, just like without knowing what's going to need to be done to the beak? That is.
Look, the consult's $179, and then. For him, I don't know if we'll be charging you the hospitalisation, because if you bring him in his own cage, then we can just keep him in his own cage. But it just giving the nature of like how deep that wound is, if he has to go under an anaesthetic for him to clean it out, if there's any injury to the sinus, like I don't know exactly how much he would be looking at.
That's fine. Whatever needs to happen, that's fine.
Yeah.
I've never had an animal go in overnight, so I'm just, I guess I'm curious. I don't really know.
No, that's okay. Look, worst case scenario, if he needs like his other supportive care for hospitalisation overnight, I don't think he will, but if he does, you're looking at an extra $200, but I just don't know
that's doable, so that's fine. I just want to make sure he's happy and healthy and everything's okay.
Of course.
It looked fine this morning and it wasn't weeping or anything, but it looks like it has weeped a couple of times and he seems to have been drinking and eating.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
So I'm not too concerned, but I'm also concerned that if it is weeping and he might have injured a little bit further, he may not want to eat from here on out much either.
Our concern is just that it's actually impacting the sinuses or anything like that with how deep it is, and beaks are very delicate.
Yeah, of course. I did have, I have had some, 0.2 milligram per mil meloxicam, and he got 0.1 mil this morning.
All right, I'll make a note of that.
He got that about 6 a.m.
Yeah, okay. I'll make
a
note of that.
So I gave that to him just in case, just to make sure he was okay.
That'll definitely help. All right, so will you just be dropping him off?
Yeah, look, I'll probably just drop him off, and then that way you guys can do what you need to do without stressing you guys out, and I'll look at picking him up tomorrow.
Yep, no worries at all. I'll pop that here so that way Brock knows.
Are you happy for me to just bring a little container of food for him? Or
yeah, absolutely.
What would you... Yeah, okay.
We've got
all
some
right,
food
easy.
Here, but it's best that way we know, like, he'll definitely...
He doesn't eat pellets.
That's okay.
So I'll just bring a bit of food. That's easy.
Yep, wonderful. All right, Nikki, no worries at all. We'll see you when you get here.
Thank you. Bye.
That's okay. Bye.